Okay, we're going to go forward. Blessed Hashem. Okay. So, Morchav Beis Ahmed Aleph. Okay, about, I don't know, 15 lines up or something, maybe a bit more. Starting with Ihachi Trumanami. These things that we said about Ela's reasoning and Rabba's reasoning for the first case of the Mishnah, that you can't be toivel one kli inside of the other kli, these seem to be big issues over here, because of chatzitza, or because of perhaps the gzeira, that you're going to toivel in a kli that has its spout too thin. So, Ihachi Trumanami. Why do we apply these gezeiras for truma? It should also apply. It's a valid reason. So says the Gemara. Leman ka'aminam. Who are we speaking to over here, these halachas? Chaverim, we're speaking to the Talmidei Chachamim. Because the people who are not really so fluent in halachas aren't really asking any questions. So we're speaking to the Chaverim. So says the Gemara. Chaverim, right, these Talmidei Chachamim, miya, yodi, they know the halachas. And they're careful of the issues. They make sure to make sure that they lift up the inner clear a little bit so they're not a chatzitza. Or they know that basically make sure you've got to have a wide outer kli. So ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's the case, Kodesh Nami. So too with Kodesh. Also, who we're dealing with over here, we're talking about people who know the halachas, Tamei Chachamim. So they also can be careful. So why are we so strict on Kodesh also? There's not going to be any mistakes. So answer the Gemara, Chazi Le'am Oretz. Now maybe, whilst the Talmidei Chachamim are going to go and dip their two kelim in the mikvah, and Am Oretz is going to see him, the Ozil Matzbil, and therefore he's going to copy the Talmidei Chachamim. So the Talmidei Chachamim do this, so I can do this also. But he's not going to realize you have to be careful about certain issues, about the Chatzitza issue, and it can't be too thin. Says the Gemara, Truman Ami, Chazi Le'am Oretz. The Amar is also going to see him doing it. And Ozil Matvil, he's also going to toyville his kelim for the use of Truma. So what's going on? So answers the Gemara, Lo Mekavlinen Minayu. We don't accept Truma from Amaroptim. Kohanim don't accept most of the year. Sometimes of the year you do, because then everything's Torah. But generally, the Kohanim don't accept Truma from Amaroptim. So ask the Gemara then, to Kodesh Nami. So let's not accept Kodesh from them. What is Kodesh? Is, let's say, some Amaroptim are going to bring some wine for the base of Mikdash, other for the wine libations, or some oil to mix with the Menachos. So let's say, you know, listen, we don't want at this time of year because the people are not careful about Tahara. So also, so what's the problem? So answers the Gemara, Havila Eva. If you're going to refuse to accept that Amaroptim is wine and oil, is going to hate the Talmidei Chachamim. He's going to say these people are stuck up. I don't like them. Okay, so ask the Gemara, Truma Nami, Havila Eva. Truma also, they're going to be upset. They doesn't want to do, I'm not good enough for him. It also, it's also going to hate him if you're going to refuse the Truma. And we said you did refuse the Truma. So answer the Gemara, Loich Paslei. The Amaretz doesn't care if the Kohen doesn't take his Truma. The Ozil Yahiv Lei is going to go and he's going to give it to Le Kohen Amaretz. So Kohen, who's Amaretz, Chavre, to his friend. He's going to say, that Talmud Chacham doesn't want it. I'll give it to my friend. He's stupid. Right, that Talmud Chacham, he should have taken it. So as soon as he's not stuck with any Truma, he's not going to come to hate. There's going to be no hate over here. But with Kodesh, if no one's going to accept this Kodesh, he's going to be stuck with this like holy wine and holy oil in his house that he can't do anything with. He's going to hate the Talmidei Chachamim and the people involved in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we're concerned about this, so we have to make sure, no problems arise with the Kodesh. So therefore, even though when we, the Talmidei Chachamim, the people who know Toivel, a Kli inside the Kli for Kodesh, they can be careful, and they can make sure there's no Chatzitza, or they can make sure that the spout is wide enough. But seen as an Amaretz may watch him and copy him and do it, the same thing, and he's not going to be careful, and therefore the inner kli, or what maybe the outer kli, is not going to be tahor, and then he's going to come and say, here, look, I've got some Kodesh for you, Beis HaMikdash, and we're not going to want to take it because it's Tomei. So we have to make sure is that basically we refrain from doing the kli b'toch kli. There's one kli inside of the other kli, so we shouldn't be copied, and therefore all the kodesh that we're receiving from the amaratim is going to be tar. And we don't want to refuse it because they're going to hate us. Oh, okay. So that's the reason. So man tana dechayish le'eva. Who is the tana who is concerned about the people hating him? Hating the Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah? Who cares? So Rebbe Yossi is concerned about this. The Tanya. I'm a Rebbe Yossi. Says Rebbe Yossi. Mipnei ma. Why? Because of what? I call ne'em on him all people. Yeah? Meaning even the Amarotim. Al Taras Yayin. On the sanctity of the purity of wine. Which is going to be used for libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Bishemen. And also for oil. Which is going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, Kol Yom Yisushana, all year round. Why is that? Because of Kedei Shelo Yehei Kol Echad, so every person shouldn't go Hoileich Uboine Boma La'atzmoy. Right, a person, if you're going to start refusing and saying your wine and your oil is not good enough, some people are going to get offended and he's going to say, well, I don't like you. You guys are, you know, you don't care about me. I'm going to build my own Boma. Boma is like a mizbeach, an individual Beis mizbeach that's built outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which you're not allowed to do when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to go and give a sacrifice to Hashem, but you're not supposed to do that. But through the Beis HaMikdash, la'atzmoy. The story of Paradum is going to do is the Amarotzin, they're going to have a group of them, they're going to get together, and they're going to go and do their own Paraduma, la'atzmoy, and create basically a new sect. So, seeing that we don't want that to happen. So, therefore, we have to be concerned that there shouldn't come to this rift between the Talmidei Chachamim and the Amaratim, and we have to basically make sure there's no eva. So says Amar Papa, says Rav Papa, Kaman, which opinion, Mekablinon, we accept Ha'idna nowadays, Tahadusa, testimony, that means that Eidos, testimony, Me Amaratz, from the Amaratim. Okay? Kaman, Rebbe Yossi, like Rebbe Yossi. It seems to be there's a concern that maybe it's not, they don't give such good testimony, the Amaratim, but we, even though we've got certain issues about it, we're going to accept it anyway, because we don't want to create this Eva. Okay? Now, that's that. Now, a new point. So we basically said, yeah, that we're concerned, right, with the Kodesh, yeah, we don't want to, we have to accept it from them, right? So therefore, but Truma, we don't have to take from them. And there's not going to be any hate over there, because the Amaretz is just going to give it to his friends. And there's going to be no hate over there. But now, ask the Gemara, but Nichosh L'Shaila, with regards to Truma, okay, we allow people to toivel a Kli in a Kli, okay? So now, this Amaretz is going to be toivel a Kli inside of a Kli. And the Amaretz doesn't really know what he's doing. Right, so basically, one of these kalims is not going to be tar. He's going to make a mistake, this Amaretz. So now, we know, the next bit of Gemara is going to prove that that Talmidei Chachamim, the people who know the halachas, borrow kalim, yeah, from Amaratzim. So that's going to be a problem though, because if the Amaratzim don't toivel their kalim properly with the Truma, so how can we borrow kalim off them? So that should be an issue. So therefore, we should say you can't be able to be toivel a kli in a kli, even for truma as well. And this is going to prove the following, that we do borrow kalim from amaratzim for truma. Ditanah. We go to Mishnah. Kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, a pottery vessel, let's say. Okay. So matzil alakol, it saves, yeah, everything. Okay, divrei beis hillel. What is that? That means we know that a pottery vessel doesn't receive tuma from the outside, right? It can only receive tuma from the inside. So if you would put a lid on top of that pottery vessel, okay, and and it was sealed, and there was a dead person in the house, so no tuma can get inside that vessel. That's a locker with a kli. Kli cheres is mukaf tamid pasil, that is sealed, yeah, that the, no tumour can get in that vessel, and everything, all the contents of the vessel are Torah. So even if a person died in that room, and it's an Olamase. Another example that Rashi gives, I showed this picture on the WhatsApp, yeah, alternatively, basically, you've got an attic, and you've got a Klicharis, which is like closing up the entranceway to the attic, right, with a, basically the back of the Klicharis, the bottom of the Klicharis, jamming up that hole, and there's a dead person in ground floor level. The tumor doesn't go up from the ground floor to the upper floor. So, right, so in that case, that everything in the upper floor would be tower. So, fine. Okay. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai reply to Beis Hillel, and they say, it is not true. It doesn't save on everything. Eino Matzil, these things it does not save. It saves on certain things, but these things not. Eino Matzil, Ella, Al Oichlin, Va Al Mashkin, Val Klicheres. It's hard to read that. The Eino Matzil Ella. It does. No, that it only saves. It's correct. It only saves on the following things. Meaning, it's only Torah for the following things. Right? For food, and for drink, and Klicheres. But for things like, for example, let's say your needles. You have needles in your barrel, metal vessels, or you had, yeah, or wooden vessels in that Kli Cheres, it wouldn't save on them. So basically, it's, some things get saved and some things not. So it's very strange, this. Amulham Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Mipneimah, that doesn't make sense, right? Either it's going to save or it's not going to save. You can't make this hill up, right? Either it stops the tumor or not. So, Amru Beis Shammai replied, Mipnei Shutomei. Right? This Kli Cheres over here, that's in the house of an Amoretz. Yeah? So he's not careful with tumor. Al Gav. Mitomei is Al Gav upon the, like, the hand of Amoretz. This Amoretz Kli Tomei. And we've got a rule. The Ein Kli Tomei, a Kli Tomei, is not Choytzeitz. Right? That we say that a Kli stops the tumour, yeah, is only if the Kli Cheres is Tor. So therefore it can be separate between the Chatitza, between the tumour. But if that Kli Cheres, that pottery Kli, is Tomei, it's not Choytet. And seen as Amoroxim are not careful with their Kalim, because they don't really know what's going on so much, so therefore we assume that the Kli Cheres is Tomei. So therefore, it doesn't save the contents from the tumor. It doesn't block it out. So then it says to them, Amru lehem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says back to Beis Shammai, V'halo, behold, Tiharetem oichlim mashkim, Shabasoichel, but you yourself said the food and the drink that was in this Kli Cheres are tar. Right, so what's going on? Yeah, you said it's a Tomei Kli, and it's not going to save things, but certain things you did say it's okay. So Amru lehem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, "Kishitiharnu, that when we said it was tar, oichlin mashkin, the food and the drink, shibasoichu, which is contained in this kli cheres, right? La'atzmoi. Yeah, that we said it's tar is for the amaretz. He said you can eat it. We're not going to eat it. You can eat it. Yeah, tiharnu. Right. That's so. Therefore, we just said it, we said it's fine." Aval Nitaya, we're gonna make Tahor as a Kli, we're gonna say the Kli itself is Tahor. Yeah, Shataharosoi, that it's purity, yeah, is Lecha Oloi, is for you and him, right? Basically, because we see, this is the point over here, that we say over here with the vessels, seeing as we borrow vessels from Amoritz. Yeah, so therefore, we have to say it's Tomei, yeah, because he's going to, he may give it to us. So therefore, right, we're going to, so you see from here that basically we're concerned about the vessels coming to us, so we see that we borrow vessels from an Amoretz. So if that's the case, so how can we allow people to be Toivel one Kli inside of the other Kli, yeah, for Truma? Because that Kli might end up in our hands. Even though we don't accept Truma from these Amoroptim. Yeah? But we do, yeah, accept, yeah, the Kli. Now, the next brisa is going to just further elaborate this point, but that is the point of the kasha over here, and that's what we're going to go back to. Yeah, but we're going to stop. We'll stop here. But that is the kasha, basically.